We are in Siman Nun Hey, the halachas of Kaddish and Siruf to a minyan. We're up to Sif Yud. We'll be doing Sifim Yud 3 Yud Gimel. Says the Mechaber, Imnar Echod Nolid B'chav Tes Lado Rishon Mishanem Uberes. One child was born on the 29th of Adar Rishon of a leap year, Shanem Uberes. V'nar Echod Nolad Ba'adar Sheni Be'echad Bo. And the next one was born on the 1st of Adar Sheni. Vishnas Yud Gimel Einam Uberes. The 13th year, the year of their Bar Mitzvah, is a Shana Pshuta. It only has one Adar. Also, Shenolad B'chav Tesla Adar Arishon Tzarech La'amten at Chav Tesla Adar Vishnas Yud Gimel Lios Ben Yud Gimel Shana. The one that was born a day earlier on Chav Tes Adar Rishon will have to wait until Chav Tes Adar for his Bar Mitzvah. Also, Shenolad Acharov, the one that was born a day later than him, Bechad Ba'adar Hasheni, Yeben Yud Gimel Shana, Kivin Shiyagia Echad Ba'adar Shashnas Yud Gimel. His Bar Mitzvah will be on Rosh Chodesh Adar, which means the one that was born a day earlier will have his Bar Mitzvah almost a month later. Hagah, Umi Shenolad Ba'adar V'nasa Bar Mitzvah B'shnasa Iber. What if the year of birth was not a Shana Muberes? It was a Shana Pshuta. There was only one Adar. Eino nasa bar mitzvah ad Adar Hasheni. He does not become bar mitzvah till the second Adar. The reason being that since we lay in the Megillah in the second Adar, that is the real Adar, and the month before that is not really Adar. That is the extra month of the Shana Muberes. That is the extra month of the leap year. So what happens if someone is born in a Shana Muberes and the bar mitzvah is in a Shana Muberes? There, he would become bar mitzvah on the day corresponding to the day he was born in. So if he was born on Gimel Adar Aleph, it's Gimel Adar Aleph. Gimel Adar Beis, it would be Gimel Adar Beis. The Mishneh Berurah discusses the case of Rosh Chodesh Kislev. You see, Cheshvan is sometimes Mali and sometimes Chaser. Cheshvan will sometimes have 29 days, in which case Rosh Chodesh Kislev will only be one day. Sometimes Cheshvan will have 30 days, in which case there are 2 days of Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So what happens if he is born on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev, which is Chav Tes Cheshvan, which is Lamed Cheshvan, and at his Bar Mitzvah, Cheshvan does not have a Lamed. His Bar Mitzvah will be on Aleph to Rosh Chodesh Kislev, meaning on the only day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So although he was born in Cheshvan, his Bar Mitzvah is going to be in Kislev. What happens if he was born on the second day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev, which is Aleph Kislev, and the year of his Bar Mitzvah, there's only one day Rosh Chodesh? The halacha is that he becomes a gadol on Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So that regardless of when he was born, which day of Rosh Chodesh he was born on, if the year of the Bar Mitzvah only has one day of Rosh Chodesh, the halacha is that he becomes Bar Mitzvah on Rosh Chodesh. Yud Aleph, the Mechaber says, Avar Yom, Sha'avar al Gzeiras HaTzibur. The Tzibur made a Gzeira, and someone broke it. O Sha'avar Avera, or somebody that did an Avera, and hasn't done Tshuva. Im lo niduhu, nimna l'minyan asara. If the Beis Din didn't choose to put him in Cherem, the halacha is that he is mitzaref to a minyan. Now, the halacha is that an apikoris is not mitzaref. An apikoris is not mitzaref to a minyan. The Prima Gadim learns that included in this is anybody, and the truth is these are Dvar Mufarash in other places, like in Yeridea, a mumra lahachis, someone that does any avera lahachis, if he hasn't done tshuva, is considered an apikoris. Similarly, if somebody is machal Shabbos befer hesia, or he is an over avodah zara befer hesia, even though it's latei oven, he is considered an apikoris. According to the Prima Gadim, then he is not mitzaref to a minyan. Mishneh Berurah says that based on that, anyone that is kofer b'torah shabal peh is also an apikoris, and he's also mitzaref to a minyan. Others argue, but this is the way the Mishneh Berurah paskins. Sif Yud Beis, Menuda, someone who was put in Cherem. He was excommunicated. Ein mitzarfenos olachol dover shetzarech asara. The halach is he is not mitzaref to a minyan. Whereas, avol mutter lispal beveis haknesses shehu sham, elim came pirshu lahachmer lo bakach. the standard case of someone in Cheren is allowed into a shul. You just can't count into a minyan. Whereas they could specify at the time they excommunicate him, when they put him in Cheren, that they will not permit him even to daven in the shul. But if they didn't do that, then the halacha is that he is not mitztaref, but he can daven there. This is all in the case of someone who was put into Cheren because he did an avera or because he disobeyed something of the tzibur. Whereas in the case of somebody who was put into Cheren for monetary reasons, he owes someone money, for example, he is mitztaref to asara. There is a prima gadin that says that it could be that for Kriyas HaMegillah, when you need a minion, even somebody who's in Cheren would be mitztaref. Sif Yud Gimel. Tzarech shiyu kol ha'asara b'mokom echad. Ushliach tzibur imahem. What you need is that the tzibur and the shliach tzibur all be in the same place. In order to have a minyan, you need tziruf to a minyan. Tziruf is when they're all in one place. V'ha'omid b'socha pesach. What happens if someone is in the doorway? Min ha'agaf v'lachutz, from the agaf and out. Says the Mechaber, what is that? Dahainu, kishesoger hadelas limakom pnimis shel ove hadelas v'lachutz kelachutz. If you have a doorway, when the door is closed, anything that is covered by the door or outward from that, even though the door is now open, that part of the doorway, the Mechaber Paskins, is considered outside, so that anybody that is there is not mitztaref. If the Shliach Tzibur is there, he cannot be motzi the Tzibur. It's considered a different place. Now, the Magen Avraham argues and says that anywhere in the doorway is considered kilifnim. He holds that the entire doorway is mitztaref. So we have a machlokas here, if you could be mitztaref that or not. Now, in the case of two rooms, where one is not out in the street, but in the case of two rooms, there's some who hold that if you can see from one to the other, the halacha is that there is tziruf. You can be mitztaref. Whereas others hold that ri is not enough. This is something that the Mishnah Berurah will be bringing up several times throughout the se'ifim, and we will see that. If you have 10 people in the house and one person in a sukkah, there is some hold that the sukkah is tuffled to the bayis and it is mitztaref. Now, furthermore, if you have a curtain, as long as it was not put up there in order to be matir something, if it's not a mechitza hamateres, the halacha is that it is not mafsik. If you have a curtain up in the middle of the room, all people on both sides of the curtain are mitztaref to a minyan.